Good morning. We'd like to see the title In the Mire. For online courses, people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Question 1, in verses 10 to 11, and especially those who walk according to the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority, they are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the law. What should we learn our attitude to false teachers? Question 2. In verse 15, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. What's the problem to Balaam? Last question 3, in verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. Why is the latter worse than the beginning? First of all, we'd like to see a little background to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 9. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. You know, basically, the Peter talks about, you know, false teachers and false prophets. False prophets meaning the person who bring God's word. That's called prophet. But false prophet, the person who bring different word, you know, from God's word, that is a false prophet. False teacher is a person who teach God's word, but false teacher, a person who teach different word, you know, from God's word. But here, destructive heresies. Heresies meaning different gospel, another gospel. The gospel, basically, we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, shall have everlasting life. So not in person. That is a basic gospel. But different gospel here explaining, even denying the Lord who bought them. So who bought us with the Lord's bloodshed. So basically they denied the Lord Jesus Christ. Such as Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Not, you know, Jesus is a second Adam. But the second Adam, but not, you know, Adam himself, Jesus creator. So also the other thing is Jesus Michael, the archangel. No, Jesus creator. That kind of, you know, heresies. Then verse 9 talks about, then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. Basically, God will deliver the godly who have lived in the Lord Jesus Christ, the people, from, you know, great tribulation, such as from great tribulation. But the unjust, which means unbelief, God reserves the unjust in the day of judgment. Judgment, as you know, final judgment in the book of Revelation talks about Gehenna. So before millennium kingdom, the Satan follow, you know, falling into a bottomless pit. But after Millennium Kingdom, the Lord sit on the Great White Throne judgment. So they put on, you know, all that haze cast out into Gehenna, or the lake of fire. That is eternal, you know, judgment, the second, you know, death, you know, over there. Verse 10, and especially those who work according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. Here, according to the flesh. So Christian life, you know, we should work according to the spirit, not flesh. So a Christian also has a spiritual warfare, you know, inside the fleshy or spirit. If you know, our mind is controlled by spirit, you know, that's called, you know, the spiritual mindy. But if our mind is controlled by flesh, that is a fleshly minded. But here they follow, you know, flesh, which means fleshly minded, in lust of uncleanness, and despise, you know, authority. So such as, you know, the all authority come from, you know, God in Romans chapter 13. So, but they, you know, deny, you know, government authority, or even, you know, churches, you know, elders authority, or certain minister authority, despise them. Who are doing, you know, false teachers? Because chapter 2 verse 1 talks about false teachers. They are presumptuous. Presumptuous meaning self-will, you know, the intention, willful. They are willful. They have the intention to work according to the flesh and the lust and uncleanness, or the despising, you know, pastor, you know, right, minister, elders, you know, Christians, and like that. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitary. They made up slanderous word against ministers, elders, pastors, you know, like that. Who are they? False teachers. Whereas angels who are greater in power and might. Here's angels is good angels, not, you know, fallen angels. Good angels are following, you know, God. So, but fallen angels, you know, following Satan. Satan who is trying to be equal to God. Do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But the good angels do not, you know, the bad accusation against false teachers. Basically, let God punish them. So they allowed God to handle the fallen angels, you know, false teachers. Like in Jude chapter 1 verse 9, yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. So basically, the Michael, the position is equal to Satan, in the same level, both of them creator. So Michael, the highest level of good angels, you know, Satan, you know, the fallen angels, including devils, you know, the highest level is Satan. But Michael, you know, did not dispute with devils, you know, including Satan, you know, like that. But not, you know, Michael did not make a reviling accusation or word against the devils. Then let God, you know, rebuke devils, you know, in the matter of the body of Moses. Likewise, that. So let go, let God, you know, God doing. So that's why, you know, the this month's meditation in, you know, God's reading, Philippians chapter 4, 6, you know, Do not be anxious about anything. Do not worry about anything. In everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord. So basically, your request, let God, know that. So let God handle, that marriage, that kind of thing. Verse 12, but these like a natural brute beast, these, false teachers, natural brute beasts, not animal, not human, beast, make to be caught and destroyed. So they, will be destroyed, cut off, into Gehenna. So we know, Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. Speak evil of things they do not understand and will utterly perish in their own corruption. So they pass utterly into, Gehenna, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness, which meaning false teachers controlled by devil, Satan, will receive the wages, the result of unrighteousness. Their result is eternal punishment. As those who counted pleasure to carouse in the daytime. So they, polluting, with fleshly pleasure, carousing, which means spotting, like that. Spot meaning defect, in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes. Here, spots meaning inherent defect or natural born defect. Blemish, acquired defect. So the defect acquired after birth. That is blemish. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the first Peter, chapter 1, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. So basically, Jesus Christ has no sin at all. So nor inherent sin or acquired sin. Not at all. Here, but they are inherent sin defect, or acquired sin as well, spots and blemishes, carousing, controlling, acquiring more defects, surprising in their own deceptions while they first with you. So they, false teachers, had put, some pest with you, born again Christians, not, born again with tempted, you, with you, meaning the readers, basically the Peter sent a letter to Christians who live, around, Roman Empire control, that kind of Christian. Having eyes full of adultery. Adultery means, we can understand the two ways. I mean, one is adultery meaning a spouse, sexual intercourse with another. So a married person has sexual intercourse with another. That is adultery, the meaning, but also extending to spiritual adultery. Spiritual adultery meaning the believer in God, but they worship, another god and idols. That is spiritual adultery. And they cannot see the from sin. So they are committed idolatry continually, cannot sin, the teaching, false gods and false ways, such as Jesus, Adam, Jesus is not God, or Jesus, Michael, Jesus is not God, that kind of thing. Example, enticing, unstable souls. Unstable souls is a person who just participates in worship service or like that, but do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Just taste it, but do not accept, that kind of thing, unstable souls. So, they participate in church, but actually they do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, then, like that, listen to, God's word, but unstable, not accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet, They have a heart trained in covetous practice. Covetous practice. By whom? By false teachers. And are accursed children. So those one is accursed children. False teachers, accursed children, they have forsaken right away, gone astray. False teachers have forsaken right away. Right away meaning God's way. The right away allowed by God. You know, that to throw away that right away, gone astray, following the way of Balaam. The way Balaam is a, just a second question, what's wrong? Balaam, the son of a boy, right, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked for his iniquities or his disobedience. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. So Balaam is the prophet, a person who delivered in God's word. The Numbers chapter 22 through 25, you know, talks about, you know, Balaam. So we sought out, you know, certain verses relevant to particular this the Second Peter verse 15-16, you know, only chapter 22 verse 21-22 the book of Numbers says, so Balaam rose in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab. So basically, the talk of Moabite, the king name is Bala. Bala gave, you know, certain the bribe, you know, to the Balaam, the prophet. So asking Balaam to curse, you know, Israel. So, but here the Balaam, you know, followed the Moab's you know, princes. According to the bribe giver, Moabite king Balaam. That's why so he followed the princess of Moab. Then God's anger was aroused because he went. And because Balaam received the bribe, then he wanted to follow Moab in order to curse in Israel. Now, that's why God's anger. And the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as an adversary against him, him meaning Balaam, and he was riding, Balaam was riding on this donkey, and his two servants were with him. So two servants meaning the Moabites, you know, princes, you know, with the Balaam. Then, verse 28, chapter 22, verse 20 said, then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, the donkey is a female donkey, she said to Balaam, what have I done to you that you have struck me these three times? So basically donkey, you know, hesitated to go to Moab area, but there is a Balaam, you know, striker, you know, three times. Then is a donkey spoke up. Then is next, you know, the then is a Balaam, you know, went there, but Balaam, you know, blessed Israel, you know, three times. Although it's, his mouth, you know, not open to curse Israel three times. That's why, you know, the Balaam, the Moabite king, complained against Balaam. So Balaam said, you know, I couldn't, you know, to curse them. Then is Balaam give an advisor, very evil advisor to Balaam. So let the Israel commit adultery because God is, Jehovah God is a jealous God. Then, you know, the God, you know, they would punish, you know, curse, you know, Israel. That kind of advice come out. That's, you know, basically talk about chapter 25, verse 1 through 3. Now Israel remained in Acacia grew, and the people began to commit harlotry with women of Moab. Basically, Moabite women as harlotry, or adultery kind of practice, than the spiritual adultery. They invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, idols, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods, Israel people. Then, so Israel joined to Baal of prayer, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. So the Lord, cursed Israel finally. That is otherwise it talks about chapter 31, verse 16. Look, these women, meaning the women of Moab, caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam, to trespass against the Lord in the instant of a prayer, and there was a plague and disease illness among the congregation of the Lord. So that is evil, the prophet, Balaam. Balaam is an example of false prophet or false teachers. So these are wealth with word. These are false teachers like wealth without word. So wealth, should have a word, but no word. So clouds are carried by a tempest. Clouds are carried by a storm. Appeared raining, heavy rain, for whom is reserved, but no water, reserved the blackness of the darkness forever. There is no light in at all. So, no light at all. So we know that, devil and false teachers, false prophet, before Millennium Kingdom, they put into abuser or Tartarus, which means the bottomless pit. But after Millennium Kingdom, the Lord Jesus Christ, who sit on the great throne, judgment at that moment, all death and hate cast out into Gehenna, lake of fire. So John chapter 3 verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So false teachers, Balaam was bribed for money, possession, to give evil advice to Balak, Moabite king, to curse Israel people. Verse 18, for when they speak a great swelling or great puffing, words of emptiness, no truth, they allure or entice through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness or wantonness or recklessness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error, while they promise them liberty. The liberty, basically, whatever you want, you can do it, but they are doing certain fleshly act. Finally, they become slavery for flesh act. One example is drug. If you want, you may enjoy drug. So they continually eating drug. Finally, they become a slave for drug. Drug, become master. That, basically talk about it. They themselves are slaves of corruption. So slaves, they become by whom a person is overcome, by him or by controller, also he brought into bondage. So basically, this one, Christians, who is the Lord? The Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the master. We are slave of the Lord. Lord is the truth. So we have freedom from all flesh, all sin. And that's why the Lord, the truth, make us free From where? From all sin, all fleshliness, all, you know, addict, you know, like that. But this is brought into bondage, which meaning he becomes slave by controller. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, world is occupied, you know, by, you know, Satan. This world meaning, you know, the sinful world. The world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled, or they are again went back in them, the false teachers, and overcome the latter, and is worse for them than the beginning. One example, they go to church, they participate in church, they listen to God's word, but they do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ Savior. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in them yet, but they are entangled into the world again. That is the latter position. It was then beginning when they didn't listen to, you know, God's word in church. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. Why? That kind of understand the Luke chapter 11, verse 24, 26, we can understand. When unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Why? Last time, eight devils are there. First, only one devil. This is an example, you know, like that. So somebody, you know, followed his friend who is a born again Christian in church. So joined there. So he, he's a friend, you know, Christians prayed for unbelief, although it's unbelief, you know, participate in church, you know, listen to God's word, you know. That moment, you know, friend, you know, prayed for unbelief. So unbelief is a devil, you know, the go out, you know, from an unbeliever heart. Then unbeliever still does not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. If unbeliever accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, then moment the Holy Spirit dwell in, you know, the just believer, you know, which was unbelief. So then moment the devil, you know, could not, you know, come into the just belief, because they are in a belief. He is a believer, so cannot enter into just belief. But still unbelief, then devil, more devil, you know, are able to get into unbeliever heart, you know, take concentration. Bottom line is the devil power stronger than the human being. That's why, yeah, until he accepts the Lord Jesus as a Savior, the Satan or devils anytime control, you know, unbelief. So that's why. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit. That is a dog's, you know, nature, you know, the own vomit, the worst thing. And a soul having washed to her wallowing in the mire. Again, soul, which means piggy. Pig, although the pig is washed, but he rolled over in the mud, again, swallowing in the mire. That is the piggy. Likewise, the false teachers, like a tendency into worse and worse, at this moment. Let's see each question in verse 10 to 11, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas the angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a revolting against accusation against them before the Lord. What should we learn our attitude to false teachers? False is our attitude. We prayed, we made a petition to the Lord. Let God rebuke them. That is what we should learn. Right here, good angels, do not bring a reviling, bad accusation against the false teachers before the Lord. Why? Because let God handle this false teachers. That's why we need a prayer petition to the Lord. So present our request to the Lord. Let God know our request through the prayer. Question 2. In verse 15, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the ways of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. What's the problem with Balaam? Evil counsel to Balaam in exchange over money, riches. That's why. That's wrong. Question 3. In verse 24, if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter and is worse for them than the beginning. Why is the latter worse than the beginning? They do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior yet, but they listen to the knowledge of God, but then they returned to the world again, the latter worse than the beginning, when he never listened to knowledge of God. Why? Devils stronger work against him. That's the reason. Because of devil's strong work against him. So devil is stronger than human being. If a human being accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, to control the devil. So it will be no problem. So until they to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, devil anytime control them. So that's why. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Amazing Grace. So we'll finish today in a Bible study, the 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 10 to 22, according to 2012 Bible reading schedule, in reference of Henny Bible study book.